Starr County Sheriff's Office asking for help finding 16-year-old Jaden Littman. She was last seen Tuesday in the 11,000 block of El Dorado Circle in Lake Township. Littman is 5'7", about 160 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information should call the Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. Two women accused in connection with a Canton double homicide slated to return to municipal court Friday following arraignments today. Melissa Terrell of Canton was given a $200,000 bond. She faces charges including aggravated arson and tampering with evidence. Emily Ryder of Canton was given a $50,000 bond and faces obstructing justice charges. Meanwhile, Daryl Washington and Eric Lamar of Canton waived preliminary hearings Tuesday, sending their cases to the grand jury. Washington charged with aggravated murder in the August 9th shooting deaths of Katina Spells and Courtney Yeager. A former teenage witness now recanting testimony that helped send an Alliance man to death row. Butch Wolcott was 14 when he testified against Tyrone Noling in the trial in the 1990 murders of an Atwater Township couple. The Akron Beacon Journal reports Wolcott said at Tuesday's clemency hearing he was coerced into lying and he and the other teens had nothing to do with the killings. Noling has maintained his innocence for 30 years. Prosecutors still oppose clemency. The Ohio Parole Board plans to recommend whether Noling should be granted clemency to Governor DeWine Tuesday. Two Canton police officers will be sentenced September 24th on felony charges in the April 2024 death of Frank Tyson. Bo Shonegi pleaded guilty in Starr County Common Pleas Court August 10th to dereliction of duty, while Camden Birch pleaded guilty the same day to failure to report a crime. Both were originally indicted for reckless homicide. Jury selection was beginning in their trial when the pleas came. The plea deal means the officers must resign from the department. An Alliance police sergeant has resigned. Ethan Griffith submitted his resignation Tuesday before further disciplinary action could be taken. Griffith had been on unpaid administrative leave following his July arrest on a charge of endangering children involving the 4-year-old son of his fiancée. In July, he was given 1 year of probation, a 1-year license suspension, and a $715 fine in Austintown for fleeing the scene of a June crash. Griffith had been with the department since 2022. Canton Police Chief John Gabbard addressing a video circulating on social media showing officers handcuffing a juvenile on a Highland Road porch. Gabbard says officers were searching for suspects connected to recent car thefts, including at least one juvenile. The K-9 team tracked suspects to the 700 block of Highland, where officers stopped the juvenile on a porch who matched the description and placed him in handcuffs. Police say the juvenile was quickly determined not to be involved and was released. 18-year-old Kenneth Moore Jr. was later found hiding behind a house across the street. Gabbard said the video clip is being shared and commented on without consideration of the facts available to the officers at the time. Several Flock license plate cameras have been vandalized in Jackson Township. Police say two on Strip Avenue Northwest were cut down Friday. Others were damaged on Fulton Drive, Wales Avenue, and at Home Depot. North Canton Police also investigating a camera pole cut down Friday on Apple Grove Street Northwest. No arrests have been made. Concerns over a proposed data center in Canton. Project Shelby would bring a more than 320-megawatt facility to the former Ford property south of Georgetown Road Northeast. Residents there are worried about noise, water use, the electric grid, and property values, and spoke up at a recent community meeting. Developer Panattoni says construction could begin within 6 to 10 months and create about 670 construction jobs. Parkway Preschool and Alliance getting more than $400,000 in new heating and cooling equipment. The Board of Education Tuesday approved the purchases from Gardner Building Technology Partners. There are a boiler for nearly $162,000 and a chiller for about $256,000. The board also approved an agreement with Starr County Mental Health and Addiction Recovery for the next school year. Also approved more than $1.1 million in permanent appropriations. The board agreed to several new hires and staffing changes, including teachers, tutors, cafeteria workers, and support staff. A 2-month-old was ejected from a vehicle in a Tuesday morning crash on I-77 in Tuscarawas County. Highway Patrol says the car left the northbound lanes and overturned south of Route 250 just after 8. The infant was not properly secured in a car seat. The baby was flown to a hospital. The driver and another passenger were taken by ambulance. The crash is under investigation.